Okay, I just recorded for like 10 minutes and it wasn't going. But that is for the best because it was absolute shite. I was very distracted. I was getting texts from James coming in every 2 seconds because he's obsessed with me. Hi, James. And I just couldn't focus. And you know, you have a crush on someone when your entire train of thought and focus is completely derailed from one text. Barla is here with us. She's under the table. And if you can't tell by my sexy, sultry voice, I am trying to speak in a normal octave. I'm trying not to scream talk. I am very passionate about the pod, very passionate about life, but that doesn't mean I need to scream into your beautiful eardrums. So I'm recording myself for the very first time on my phone. I'm staring at myself in the camera. It's very distracting. I'm doing like a little braid situation today, feeling a little bit inspired by Hailey Bieber. I even did the blue eyeliner because fuck it. I am a Gen Z queen. I shouldn't swear. I'm in the process of like job hunting and I know they're probably going to end up listening to the podcast and I probably shouldn't swear, but I don't really think I say anything too crazy, but maybe I do. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to see my fit, my braids, my blue liner, then I'm going to post, I think, a little reel or something of this. I don't think I'm going to post the full video because it's vertical. And just because my laptop is an ancient dinosaur and there's no way I'll be able to edit this entire podcast, both the audio aspect and the video aspect. But one day I'm hoping really badly, if you guys keep subscribing, keep sharing my podcast, maybe I'll get subscribers, I'll get funded, and I can buy a really nice tripod and a camera and like set design, have a little chair for Darla. What do you guys think? Keep the dream alive, right? So I hope you're all enjoying your summer. Oh, I should probably say I'm alone today. This is my very, very, very first time ever recording a solo podcast. And I think I'm doing okay so far. You guys know I never shut up on the podcast anyway. I'm always interrupting people and talking over them. So I was having a hard time finding co-hosts this week. Everybody's just super, super busy right now. And I just feel bad like hunting people down. That's just not necessary when I have more than enough words to fill a podcast. So I'm here. I'm sitting in my dad's bedroom of all places, but he has the best lighting. And I'm going to talk about random stuff that comes to mind. I'm going to ramble. I do want to talk a little bit about my trip that I just went on. So if you follow me on Instagram, which you should, at Sarah Birch, Sarah with an H, Birch with a T, you know that I just went to the UK for a trip. I'm not going to get into like the details of who I went to visit. That you can sort of understand and glean from the last episode I put out with my friend, special friend, I don't know what to call him, James, and I got really positive feedback, and so did he from that podcast. So if you guys haven't heard that one, and if you want to hear some chemistry and some banter, I recommend listening to that. And so I'm not going to get into that because that's like private, and I'm a private girly, and I don't talk about my personal life. JK, I do, but not necessarily at this time. We'll see what happens. Anyway. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the trip because it was so eventful. So hopefully this episode isn't completely boring, but I feel like I can tell a decent story. Hopefully I can keep you guys entertained all by myself. Just me, just little old Sarah. My feet are so cold. I think I should go get my slippers. BRB. Anyway, so I flew from Toronto to London and the flight there was actually fine. I got to the airport way too early, 6 hours early. Which honestly, like given the state of, I don't know what I would recommend given the state of airports right now because everything is delayed or canceled. So I'm like, don't even bother going to the airport until like 20 minutes before your flight because it's probably going to be delayed 3 hours anyway. But on the flip side, everyone kept warning me about how long the lines are and how crazy customs is and how just that is just chaos. So that they're like, you have to for sure go, especially if it's an international flight, you have to go 3 hours in advance. Oh my God, I cannot stop staring at myself. This is troubling. I should maybe flip the monitor the other way. I'm such a narcissist. I can't stop staring at myself. It's the braids. Hailey Bieber who? Anyway, so what was I saying? Oh, yes. I was there 6 hours early. They didn't even let me drop off my bag for like 2 hours because they're like, girly, you're too early. What are you doing? So I just like sat there on my phone talking to my sister. Anyway, the flight to London was actually fine in terms of the logistics. Like nothing got canceled, but like I was sitting, I kid you not, beside a couple who were the, and I love PDA. Like that's why I loved Paris, is because everyone was fully sitting on top of each other, making out 24/7. I love PDA. I love love. I love romance. And, but there was a really annoying couple beside me, I'm not gonna lie, who had a full box, like a 12 pack of donuts from Tim Hortons, an assorted pack. Clearly it was like their last hurrah in Canada to try all the different donuts, which is like cute, but also like, why are you eating 12 donuts on a plane? And they were seated together and I was seated beside them because I'm not yet like in first class. Give me a few years and I'll get there. But they didn't have shoes on. Well, they had shoes, but they took their shoes off and they were making out and cuddling and giggling and whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears without shoes. And their bare feet were nearing my vicinity. And it was just really inappropriate and very uncomfortable. And I'm not like that girl who I'm scream talking. I'm looking at my volume and I'm screaming. I'm sorry, guys. I'm calm. How do you expect me to feel when I'm talking about people with bare feet right beside me? Anyway, and then the turbulence was insane, and like it was an overnight flight, which I think a lot of people recommend, but then if you really think about it, like why? Because you can't sleep, A, because it's an airplane, but B, because they wake you up every 5 seconds with like the drinks and then the dinner and then like the next drink and then the snack and then you have to do this and that and you have to pee and people have to pee beside you. So it's like you're maybe getting intervals of like 15 minutes of sleep. And your whole body's going to feel broken the next day, but whatever. And like such a ripoff, they don't even give you those headphones free of charge anymore. The ones that go into the little monitor or whatever, you have to buy them now. Like what? Like who has headphones like that anymore that don't just go straight into your, like aren't either Bluetooth or go straight into your iPhone? Like who, like what is this, 1982? Anyway. So I get off the flight and I have loads of time to kill in London, and it was just truly delightful. I went to the Imperial War Museum, which I highly recommend. It was awesome. They had 4 floors full of amazing artifacts, and I am talking artifacts. Like there's some museums you go to and there's like a sock or like a map, which is cool, don't get me wrong, but this had full-on tanks, airplanes, bombs, like the full 9 yards of both World War One, World War Two, and then, you know, even the Troubles in Northern Ireland, it touched on that. And I'm sure there was more, but that's really what I could remember. But there was a whole thing on the Holocaust as well. And I spent hours in there, and it was free of charge. You can leave a donation if you want, which I did, because it's like a non-for-profit, but highly recommend that. I've been to London many, many times, and I've never even heard of that museum. And I was thoroughly impressed. And I'm just like a history geek, war geek anyway, which I never know like how to tell that to people. They're like, what are your interests? I'm like, World War II. Cute. Like, it makes me sound like a psychopath. True crime, murder. Like, I sound like a psycho, but I don't know. It's just that the things I'm interested in are inherently a little bit dark. I don't know why. And then I went to walk by Westminster Abbey, which I've done before, but you like can never get enough. It's just so amazing. You feel like you're in a movie. I was like, Enola Holmes who? I don't know why that was the reference I went with. Enola Holmes of all English people. Who else is English? Mary Crawley who? But they're not really in London. Anyway, I'm rambling. But I felt great. I was just feeling myself. I was getting catcalled. I was loving it. Not that I encourage catcalling necessarily, but sometimes if you're just not really feeling yourself, you're feeling a little bit chubby, you know, a little bit gross from the flight, you're like, okay, I still got it. Anyway, so I walked along the COVID War Memorial, which was not there last time I was there, obviously, because of COVID. And it was very, very shocking. There was like truly hundreds of thousands of hearts that were put in memoriam of all the people who passed in the UK, or maybe it was just England, I'm not sure, due to COVID, and people had signed the hearts or put the date that the person passed or like left a little message, and it was like for my son, for my grandma, for my aunt. And it was really harrowing and shocking to actually see a visual representation of how many people died during the epidemic. That's still happening, don't get me wrong, but thankfully we have a little bit better of a grasp on how to treat it, and the healthcare system is somewhat catching up, I think, with the chaos of the whole situation. I mean, or maybe it's still horrible and the media is just not covering it anymore, but regardless, that was pretty upsetting, and I just took a moment to sit there and just pay my respects. But hard to ignore what happened when you're seeing it right in front of you like that, stretching literally hundreds and hundreds of meters. Anyway, cross over the bridge, shit ton of people. I mean, anytime you go to any European city or any big city in general during summer, it's like tourism season. You're going to be corralled with a bunch of Americans or whoever. But, you know, I'm a UK girly. Like, I belong there. It's not, I didn't feel like a tourist. I felt like I was home, you know? I was strutting around, bypassing people. Like, and that's a tip. I'm going to drop maybe a few tips for solo travelers, especially young female solo travelers. I've made every mistake in the book, so hopefully I can help you, even just by saying one or two things, help you avoid the stupidity that I've gotten myself into. I swear I've almost died like 12 times on my trips, but that's just because I'm me. But I would recommend, if you can try, look like you know where you are and where you're going, even if you're like a little confused or overwhelmed. Like, just try your best to shoulders back, like look good, look fierce, like a nice outfit, and walk with confidence and walk quick. I just think personally, like, you're less likely to be preyed upon as a naive girl or a tourist if you look like you know where you're going, you look like you belong there, and you don't look scared or confused. I mean, if you're with other people, it's not as big of a deal, but if you're by yourself, like, I might have Google Maps open on my phone directing me, but I'm not like staring at it desperately. Like, I have it there and I might look like I'm texting someone, or I might have my headphones on, like listening to something. But I think just like, don't attract too much attention to yourself as a potentially vulnerable person. Anyway, stopped at St. James's Park, which is a gorgeous park right by, I can never remember the bloody name. It's where the Queen lives. Oh no. Oh no, I can't remember. Just give me a second. They just had the big celebration there for the Jubilee. Where does the Queen live? I hate myself. Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace. And I claim to be like, I'm a London girl. There's just too many names. There's too many places. It's confusing. Anyway, kind of walked past there, but I have been there many, many times, so I didn't feel the need to like stop and take photos. And then I had a bit of time to kill, so I went to a random pub by myself again, like kind of a recipe to get kidnapped, but I wasn't going to drink too much. I just got a seat by myself. I was really cozying up to like the staff there, just like making my presence known so they would maybe kind of keep an eye on me and make sure that nobody was giving me trouble or anything. Kind of, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just, I don't want to like disappear into a corner because, well, that's just not my personality. But also, I just, sometimes if they can tell that you're a tourist or you're by yourself, like, they might keep a little special eye on you and make sure you're good and taken care of. So I ordered some delicious food, had a few drinks. I think I was FaceTiming my friend. All good. Anyway, you guys don't need to know the ins and outs, but that was my first day and it was just really, really fun. On the days when James was working and we weren't able to hang out, the two of us, I was just Jay chilling. Literally love life without having to work. Like, you can genuinely just do whatever the heck you want. I went on some nice walks. I did some journaling, did some reading. I went to go see Elvis, which was incredible. Highly recommend, 10 out of 10 recommend seeing it. It was really, really good. I mean, I love Baz Luhrmann. He's one of my favorite directors, and I love Elvis, and I was pretty impressed with Austin Butler. I know the internet's like taking the piss out of him right now for being like a method actor, and like, yeah, I guess it's a bit over the top, but also I think he did a really, really great job. And probably going to get some sort of Oscar nomination, I would assume. But yeah, I was just like dating myself, which is the most cliche, disgusting, vomit-worthy thing I've ever said. But I genuinely, like, this is exactly why I wanted to go on this trip, was to reacquaint myself with myself. Wow. Poetic, Sarah. You can tell my time in England really turned me into like a female Shakespeare. But I think just being in a relationship that wasn't the right one for me, not that it was like a horrible experience, but just being, you know, during COVID, potentially in the wrong relationship, trying to kind of force myself to be comfortable in situations where I wasn't, and like trying to thrive through a global pandemic, even though like everything in and around me was shutting down and decaying and dying, and the world has just been bleak. And I think it's like dulled a little bit of my sparkle and everybody's sparkle. And I miss the old Sarah, like, who's just like brazen and fearless and confident and super feminine. I just needed to light that fire in myself again and just spend some quality time with myself. And that's what I did. And yes, I got to see some great friends while I was over there, both in Belfast and in London. And I got to spend some good time with James, and that was all really, really, really special. But I think the most important part for me was to just get dressed up every day. Like, I did a lookbook, guys. Highly recommend doing a lookbook for your next trip. I'll explain what this is. I actually wanted to do a podcast on tips for solo. Maybe that's what this will be. I just kind of started, and I figured I would like come up with a topic eventually, like tips for solo traveling, or like how to have a great trip by yourself. Anyway. But I made a lookbook because I'm unemployed and I have time. I love creative projects or just anything that gets my mind off of my massive crippling anxiety. And also, I wanted to pack efficiently for once in my life and not throw random things into a suitcase like, oh, I'm for sure gonna wear that, and then I literally never touch it, or I can't figure out what goes with what, I can't figure out what's clean and what's dirty, so I was like, I'm gonna take after my queen, Kim Kardashian. She does a lookbook, I'm pretty sure, for most of her trips. I mean, she doesn't do it, her assistants do it, but you know what I'm saying. And she kind of goes through all her clothes ahead of time, picks out options, tries them on, sees what's comfortable, see what vibes and what doesn't. And that's what I did. And I called in the troops. I FaceTimed a few of my girlfriends. I was trying on different outfits. Do we want this dress or this dress? Does this jacket go with both of these options? Because you want to pack efficiently in the sense that, like, let's say you bring one crazy neon green jacket, which like is definitely a statement piece, and if you're sure you're gonna wear it, then that's one thing. But like, if you're only gonna wear it with one outfit and it's not gonna go with anything else you packed, then it's not a vibe. I brought like a black blazer, for example, and a beige blazer, which literally go with anything and like elevate any outfit. So those were the decisions I was actually trying to think through ahead of time, instead of just like flying off the seat of my pants when it comes to packing. Oh my god, my posture, I look like a ogre. In my defense though, I'm trying to like be here with you guys, like I'm trying to connect with you, and also I'm like really trying to be close to the mic, but maybe I should sit back. My abs hurt. I don't want to do that. I'll just move back a little bit. What was I saying? Maybe this episode should just be titled, what was I saying? Oh yeah, lookbook. So I did a lookbook, guys. I did it on Canva. Canva, sponsor me. Canva Pro. I know you sponsor all those podcasters out there. Sponsor me. I love Canva. I literally have been using Canva exclusively for like 4 years. I love it for everything. And I did a lookbook. So I did like travel outfits. So like comfortable plain outfits, like leggings, sweats, etc. I did everything from pajamas, jewelry, sunglasses, all that pre-planned, premeditated. And then I did like going out outfits casual. So like going out to dinner, going out to a pub, versus like I had a few fancy clubbing outfits, even though we only went clubbing like one night. But I brought some jeans, but only two pairs of jeans that were like my best jeans. I knew I would wear them. I knew I'd be comfortable in them. So it was a time-consuming labor of love, but it was totally worth it. And I literally still did pack way too much. James can attest to that. He was pretty alarmed at how large my suitcase was. But hey, I paid for it. I'm going to pack as much shit as I can pack. Of course, I wanted, and that was part of this experience for me. And you might sound shallow or egotistical, IDGAF, I wanted to look and feel beautiful. I wanted to feel modern, fresh, comfortable, summery, vibrant, sexy. I feel like when you're just going through the motions of life, you just like throw on whatever you can, and you like, you kind of do your hair, but not really, and you like skip steps of your skincare, and you just feel like half-ass put together. And there's the odd experience. Oh my god, my like tummy's bulging out. Why am I such a vain little lady? I'm just gonna cover that up. There, be more conservative. And there's times when you just actually have a chance, whether it be for like a wedding or a night out or like a job interview or something, like a chance to really put yourself together, like tip to toe, top to toe, tip of your nose to the tip of your toe, I don't know. But you have a chance to like put yourself together. And I did the full nine yards, guys. I did full body wax, full body tan, skin exfoliating and skin mask, teeth whitening strips, manicure and pedicure. I did everything. I packed everything. I packed my extensions. I packed my fake lashes. And I used every single thing I packed. And let's just say this wasn't a scenario where I was traveling low-key, kind of living off the land. There are trips I've done that were more like that, sort of. I still have a hard time like packing just one bag, but this was not that for me. I like put so much money, time, effort, planning into this trip. I was like, this is going to be my like single girl summer initiation, and Sarah is going to be reawakened and come out of her crypt. And she did, and I'm here, and I'm alive, and I look great, and I feel great. For some reason, I didn't leave the trip at all feeling sad or melancholy. Like, I, of course, I was sad to say bye to people, but I felt really full and complete and whole, and I know that it was kind of like the start of a really special chapter for me, and I think that preceding years, honestly, or months or whatever, coming after this, I'm screaming again, I'm sorry, guys, I'm just so passionate. The preceding years or months are going to be really good. I just have this feeling. I feel like this is my current peak. I don't want to say it's my peak because that makes it seem like you never will have another one or you never have had one, but I'm coming into a peak, I think. And I think 2022 is supposed to be my golden year, like a, or maybe that's not the term, but there's like like some sort of Chinese horoscope thing where like every 12 years you have a golden year where you just like receive a lot of abundance, whether it be like in love, in your job, financially. And 2022 has been a really, really, really radical year for me, just in terms of relationships changing and moving back home and just like really trying to find myself again, really trying to come to terms with like my new body and just trying to, it really has been a year of abundance. I really feel like this year has been quite special. So I guess all of this is to say that you should go on a trip by yourself. If you have someone to like crash with or someone to meet up with you a few nights, that's kind of ideal. It is really hard, and I have traveled to places like completely on my own and spent days, weeks there completely on my own. Such a challenging and rewarding experience. And I do recommend people do that once in a while to really break out of your comfort zone and get to know yourself. But I think it's like the perfect combination to have a little bit of a safety net when you're traveling, especially as a young woman or just as a woman in general, because the world is literally out to get us. Like, sorry guys, if you listen to true crime, you know this, like you're never safe. But I didn't want to be like clinging to James's side 24/7 or my friends out there. Like I wanted to have really special moments with them, and then I wanted to have some special moments by myself. And I just took each day as it came, which is something I'm really trying to learn, in 2022, is to listen to my body and listen to myself, like my internal clock, my circadian rhythm, whatever it is. Like I fully did not, as James mentioned in the last episode, like did not at all like try to overcome jet lag. I like slept when I wanted to sleep, like I napped when I wanted to nap, and I was all out of whack in terms of I was sleeping like 12 hours a day, but like who cares? Like it was my time to spend how I wanted, and my body was like, girl, sleep. So I slept, or if I was hungry, I would eat. If I wasn't hungry, I wouldn't eat. And that's just kind of what I'm trying to do. Like if my body is full I actually stop eating now, which is great. Or I don't feel the need to go get another plate just because it's there. Like, I'm like, okay, I can have that tomorrow or the next day. Or if I don't feel like working out, and people with eating disorders or exercise obsessive disorders and stuff will understand this. Like, when people tell you, you know, just take a break today, like, why, you know, why do you feel like you have to work out? It's really not that simple for someone with some obsessive compulsive issues or eating disorder issues. It feels like a tremendous, like, sacrifice to not work out that day or to have a treat that day. Like, it's not a fun thing. In fact, it's often quite a traumatic, difficult thing, to, like, live like a normal person, I guess. But luckily, I'm coming to a healthier place where I can take a break from exercising for a day or two if I'm sick or jet-lagged or whatever. And even coming back from my trip, which was an absolute shit show, like, took me 24 hours straight to travel to get back from London to Toronto. It's not like I was coming from Shanghai or somewhere, like, but both flights were delayed. One was potentially canceled, but then wasn't canceled at the last minute. My luggage took over an hour to come out onto the roundabout thing. I don't know what it's called. And then I had to drive back. It was just crazy, but it was all worth it. It's fine. People, for the most part, in the airport were keeping positive attitudes, which is why I love Canada. People were pretty chill and quite kind to each other. But I just died for like 5 days after, 6 days after I got home. Like, I was just sleeping incessantly. I was not, like, working out at all. I was not feeling motivated to do a lot of things. And I felt super guilty because I kind of thought, okay, I'm back from this trip. Let's go. Let's dive headfirst into your new life, Sarah. Like, let's build some things. Let's create some concrete plans, because my life has been so up in the air so far, like, in the last few months, just so many changes and transitions. But I don't know. I, like, really just kind of died for 5 days, and my dad was super supportive, and like a lot of people were like, that's okay, rest, like, you're good, there's no huge rush to jump into anything. And I did, and I felt guilty, which is stupid, but I felt, you know, like one of those like lazy teenagers who just lies in bed all day. But that's what my body and my brain needed to kind of catch up, recuperate. And now I'm good, and we're popping off. I have like 3 job interviews this week. I'm doing the podcast. I think I have like 3 podcasts scheduled for this week. You know, trying to be the best dog mom I can be. We're out here living. The last thing I wanted to talk about was summer. I just feel like summer is such an interesting season, at least for me. It is both my like most invigorating, confidence boosting season, in the sense where I love dressing in the summer. My hair gets nice and blonde, you get nice and tan, you can wear bright colors, you can show skin if you want, like, but also for those same reasons, kind of, I feel like summer's very triggering for me in a lot of ways, because I place way too much emphasis, I think, in the summer on like my physical looks and my body and my tan. And like, I just, for someone, as you guys may know, like for someone with an eating disorder, summer can be triggering. And another thing that can be triggering is often Christmas or like holidays where you know there's going to be a lot of food, like Thanksgiving weekend or something, where you're having multiple dinners in a row with like desserts, drinks, etc. And you don't really want to say no, because it's like, it's a holiday and everything's so yummy and everything's available, but you also just feel like completely derailed after. So summer for me, the lead up to summer is always just so triggering, because I know it's like mini, you know, mini skirts, bathing suits, little dresses, whatever, showing legs, showing skin, showing arms. And so there's that whole like toxic thing of, oh, I got to get my summer body and my bikini body. And I know that is coming out of fashion now. People aren't really saying that stuff anymore, I think, for the most part, because it's just not helpful. But if you're having a hard time this summer, just with your body, with your confidence, with your, what, I don't know, maybe it's like social anxiety, or maybe you're just experiencing stress at work, or who knows what. But there is this pressure on summer, especially for Canadians, because we don't really get a ton of good weather, as you guys know. there is this pressure to live it up and to like party, 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 like wear all the best clothes you have, like you go to the beach every day, go to the patios, like live it up. And I think you should, because like, you know, there's like 6 months of winter coming, but it is a lot and it can be, you can feel like, you know, a loser or a failure or something if you're not making the most of summer, whatever that means. And it's a lot easier to enjoy summer when you're unemployed, and that's coming from a currently unemployed person. When you're working full-time, have kids, whatever the case may be, it's just like another week or another month. I mean, the weather's nice, which is great, but it's definitely a young person's game. And I'm not such a young person anymore, but I feel like I am having a summer, a great summer, to be honest. But that's truly just because I'm unemployed. Anyway, but yeah, I'm just sending my love to people who are feeling a little down, whether that be just with how you're looking, or maybe you didn't really achieve the quote-unquote like goal body you wanted this summer, or maybe you're not fitting into the same clothes you were able to fit in last summer. I'm here with you. I'm struggling every day with the same thoughts, the same feelings. And the only person really putting that pressure on me is myself. And I will place a little bit of blame on social media and the societal structures that are inherently programmed into us. But just be kind to yourself. I know that's like such a platitude that is not really that helpful, but like life is too short. We could literally, I saw a horrendous accident a few weeks ago where someone passed away, a motorcycle accident, like right in front of me. And it did put some things in perspective that like literally life is so precious and things could happen at any minute. And some things are worth stressing about and fighting for and turning your whole life upside down for, and some things aren't. And like 5 to 10 pounds, it's just not really worth it. And honestly, the only person who's probably as aware of it as you are is, wait, that made no sense. Probably the only person who is as stressed about it as you are is you. Bitch, what are you saying? Probably the only person who even notices whether you've gained 5 or 10 or 20 pounds is you. And there's just too much. There's just too much going on in the world and in probably your own life. I'm done. I've checked out. I'm literally rambling, making no sense now. So I guess I'll go. But I hope you enjoyed my first solo podcast. It was a little weird. I feel like I'm fully talking to myself, which I absolutely am. That's exactly what I'm doing to a T. But I do feel a little kooky. I'm glad Darla's in the room, so at least she's like providing some living presence. But I'm gonna hopefully do a podcast very soon with my sister. She's gonna talk all things pregnancy, the pros and cons of pregnancy, the misconceptions of pregnancy. And then I'm going to do a Stranger Things finale recap with Nathan and Cece, because you guys really enjoyed the first one and the finale was insane. I feel like I probably need to rewatch it, honestly, because I watched it on the plane on my phone, which is not the ideal situation to watch a finale such as that. So may have to rewatch. We'll see. I'm just like so busy, as I mentioned. But anyway, love you guys. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out whatever I do with this video. I don't think I'm going to do YouTube quite yet. I'm just kind of playing around. I literally keep staring at myself. But I will do a reel, I think, of some sort, or an IGTV or something. And I'm just going to try to do more promotion on the pod. It's hard for me sometimes because I feel like I'm literally like nobody cares and I'm just like speaking to the void. But you got to grind to get where you want to go. So I'm going to try to keep promoting the pod. Amanda is still part of the 20 somethings podcast family, but our girl is living. She's hiking, she's traveling, she's just bought a house, she's moving. So I'm not sure when she'll be back, but you guys know I'm going to keep bringing content every week, regardless, with either myself or some really great guests. So please don't go anywhere and make sure to subscribe, clicking the plus button on Apple Podcasts. And you can also leave a rating and review. We would really, really appreciate that. And the number one thing that actually helps us out is for you to just send this podcast to a friend or a family member or a stranger, whatever, who cares, airdrop it to random people on a bus or a train. But that's like word of mouth is honestly the best form of promotion, really. It always has been. So slowly but surely, I'm trying to chip away at my dream, you know, and your support and encouragement really does mean a lot, especially on the weeks when I feel like very uninspired and very unmotivated. Okay, love you. Stay safe, stay well, stay happy, stay sexy, stay confident, stay sassy, all those things. And I will see you next week. Toodaloo.